T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, as Angelina knows, we have all seen our fair share of boneheaded drivers on the road. I saw a few this morning. And we thought, it's just driving. How hard can it be? I mean, anyone can do it.
Yes, or anything. Researchers at Ben-Gurion University in Israel proving just that. New study, they taught 6 goldfish to drive a robotic car. And they drive it on land. It's, you know, not in the ocean. Shahar Givon is a PhD candidate to the university's life sciences department's lead author of the study.
Okay, so you got to tell us, what does this thing look like, this vehicle, describe it, that the fish is driving?
No problem. So in our lab, we study fish navigation, and we wanted to challenge the fish to do a navigational task on land. In order to do that, we had to help them move around on land. So we built a fish-operated vehicle. It's a water tank mounted on a platform with a video camera on top that records the fish movement in the tank, passes on the information to a computer that directs the vehicle where to go in accordance with the fish with the fish's movements.
So the fish is sort of driving this vehicle.
Yeah, of course. It is the only one in control.
Has there been much demand for fish wanting to learn to drive?
Well, you'll be surprised. I mean, I don't know what it's like driving in LA. I heard there's a lot of traffic. So imagine giving the wheels to a fish and having it be alert for the whole while. No, seriously, we're just we're having fun. We're thinking of a new challenge, and then we're thinking of ways to achieve it. And yeah, and if it brings attention and people have fun and enjoy watching this and watching science being made, yeah, great.
How did the fish learn to drive? Like, how did you teach it?
So actually, yeah, driving is pretty easy to learn, I guess. Imagine yourself sitting in a car and playing around with the wheel. You'll realize turning the wheel right will make the car go right and left will make the car go left. So the fish slowly understood there's a correlation between its movements and the vehicle it's in, which was easy. But teaching it to perform the task, now that's reinforcement learning in its simplest form. Once it does something well, it gets food, which always gets me going. So the fish is
now here in LA, many drivers just cannot parallel park. Can the fish parallel park?
It can reverse park. It's one thing we showed in the video. It does reverse, so it's a step in the right direction.
So can any fish learn to drive?
You know what? I'm not going to speak to any fish because I know some people who should not have a driver's license. But
so the same goes for some
yeah,
fish.
Yeah, I think in a general level, yeah, most fish can learn to accomplish.
Yeah, this is a slippery slope. A shark gets a car and it starts coming after us. I thought fish, and this is a goldfish, right? I, you know, we were always told that the little fish brain was like not up to any task really, other than just doing circles. Like, is this surprising, or are fish smarter than we think they are?
They are definitely smarter than we think they are. They're not as primitive as a lot of people believe. Remember, they had millions of years of evolution to reach where they're at, just like we did. It's just in different environments, right? So they do remember a lot more than people think. Maybe if the fish that you remember from home did not remember you, keep in mind that maybe, you know, your fish died from time to time and your parents replaced them without you knowing and didn't recognize you. So
it was all a scam.
Month-long memories.
The science part, and we'll get back to fish driver's license in a minute. Does it know where it is in space, or is it just like it remembers it's supposed to go left and then it gets fish food? Or like, does it understand that outside of its tank is like our world?
Yeah, I love that question because it's exactly one of the things that we checked. If it only remembers to go left or if it actually looks around and decides where to go based on where it's at. And we did test it out by having it like start in different locations and maybe change the location of the target around and see if it can still reach it. So there is definitely a thinking process to it and not just an automatic let's go left.
Have you caught any fish speeding?
Had to nick it in the butt because they made all the water splash around, which is not good.
So yeah, you don't want the water to splash out of the tank when you're hightailing it through.
So in conclusion, what did you end up learning seriously from this experiment or this exercise in teaching fish to drive?
Okay. Well, what we wanted to check is whether the ability to navigate is something universal or is it like a species dependent? Like, is the ability something only some species can do and only in their environment? Or if you can do it in the water, you can do it on land, you can do it in the air. Which will basically mean that the way we navigate and strategize might be not so different between us, fish, and let's say rodents. So we wanted to check that out by introducing the fish to a new environment that it's never been to and it's so unnatural to it. And we feel that we did do it. It's, of course, only one step in really proving it. There are more tests that we want to do and continue with this study forward.
Can you tell if the fish are enjoying the driving experience?
Well, they do seem very energetic inside the tank. I mean, you can see when an animal is not happy. They won't eat, they won't move a lot, but our fish, they loved the food, they're energetic, they swim a lot, So that's a really good indication that they're having fun.
Because they haven't experienced traffic jams yet.
Right.
That's why.
There's not too many fish on the road.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just wait.
can I give a quick shout out?
Of course. Yeah.
So Colbert did kind of a parody about it in their late night show, and we loved it. So Colbert, if you hear this, thanks for the parody. It was amazing. We're laughing so much.
Great.
All right, that's Shahar Givon, PhD candidates out there at Ben Gurion in Israel with the driving fish.
So Tom Tran, let me ask you something. Do we have to now rethink our traffic reports? Because
I mean,
fish...
I rethink my traffic reports every time I go on the air.
No, but I mean, if fish are going to drive, I mean, you know.
Listen, we already have Batmobiles. Spider-Man has the very little-known Spider-Mobile, so Fishmobile, not really out of the realm of possibility, is it?
No.
But if you see a fish put on driving gloves and a scarf, I'd get off the 405.
It's ready for action.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.